In 2018, a federal judge fined Arizona $1.4 million for poor health care conditions in Arizona prisons. The judge had warned the state after years of litigating the Parsons versus Ryan prison health care settlement that such fines were imminent if the Department of Corrections kept failing basic performance benchmarks. In oral arguments before the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals Tuesday, the state challenged the validity of that fine and asked a three-judge panel to throw it out. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins was in the courtroom and joins us now from San Francisco. Jimmy, how did we get to this point at the federal appeals level with this settlement?
Well, Steve, as you know, we are a long way away from the beginning of this story now, but more than 7 years ago, a group of inmates in state prisons formed a class action demanding better health care, and the state agreed to certain conditions to make things better in 2014. But since then, it's been a real fight. Over the past 3 years, I've watched the state pretty much challenge the inmates and their attorneys at every level. And so on Tuesday, we had what was the latest appeal to the most significant fine in the settlement process so far. Attorney Timothy Berg started things off for the state, but right as he got going, Steve, Judge Consuelo Callahan cut him off.
Okay, so we've already worn out one magistrate judge, and now we're on to Judge Silver, and then we're back with us. So how many more times do we get to see everyone?
Hopefully, Your Honor, not many more times.
And Steve, what Judge Callahan is needling him about there is very similar to what plaintiff attorneys have been saying for years. Basically, how long are we going to keep doing this?
And Jimmy, that means continuing with the legal challenges.
Yeah, instead of just complying with these orders, complying with the rules that both parties agreed to, the state keeps challenging the rulings, appealing the orders, and all the while, healthcare conditions are staying the same or getting worse. And in some cases, yes, people are dying.
So when the state was allowed to get back on track, what is the core argument they're making about the fine?
The state is saying that the district court judge was overseeing something called a stipulation, not a court order, not a consent decree. And that's important, they say, because that does give a judge power to hold the state in contempt and levy this fine against them, whereas they're saying the stipulation does not give him that power. An attorney for the inmates, Corrine Kendrick, argued that the judge was actually within his scope of judicial authority, and moreover, this fine was a long time coming.
The district court did not abuse its discretion when it issued the order to show cause, the civil contempt order, and sanctioned the defendants. The contempt order came after years of orders finding defendants substantially noncompliant, orders directing them to implement and develop remedial plans, defendants escalating disregard for the court's order.
So, Jimmy, what was your take on this panel of judges' reaction? And was there a way to read whether they were interested in one side's arguments more than the other?
Based on the questions that were asked, it seemed to me like at least two of the judges thought the lower court had the power to hold the state in contempt. The parties argued another appeal over court fees. To me, the judges seemed more interested in this challenge. Basically, the state is saying the attorneys for the inmates claimed fees for work they were doing that they shouldn't be able to claim. And the judges asked the plaintiff attorneys several questions about whether or not the fees were justified. And one judge, he actually said, I have concerns about the lower court ruling on that appeal.
So if the state loses, then the state's going to have to pay that big $1.4 million fine you mentioned.
That's right. And we'll let you know as soon as that ruling comes down. And in the meantime, Steve, I think it's worth noting that this case is already incredibly costly. ADC told me just last week that after 7 years of litigation, the state has already paid more than $19 million on Parsons. So Wow. The settlement is nowhere near over, and it looks like the state is not going to stop. It's going to keep up its legal challenges.
And that's KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins in San Francisco, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Jimmy, thank you.
My pleasure, Steve.